Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Scientists have clearly defined laws that govern the physical world, laws that have been in operation since creation. Those laws are neither subject to the ideas of philosophies or humankind. For example, Sir Isaac Newton articulated the law of gravity, showing that the gravitational pull of something is inversely proportioned to the mass of the attracting object. The law of gravity has nothing to do with how I feel or what I think, or whether or not governments should pass laws disallowing the force of gravity. It's there, and force cannot be legislated or countermanded. In the realm of the spiritual, there are also certain laws or principles that operate just as certainly, though they may be more difficult to define or illustrate. For example, one day Jesus was talking about the law of giving and receiving. Now, that's not what he called it. He didn't say, "All right, folks, today I'm going to explain the law of giving and receiving, which is the key to getting riches." Instead, he spoke in parables or stories, and often demonstrated his truths with incidents from everyday living. Jesus defined a spiritual law that is totally contrary to human logic, yet what he said can be demonstrated as lucidly as the laws of sowing and reaping. If you sow seed, you will reap a harvest. What Jesus talked about, however, has been widely abused, misinterpreted, and used for selfish gain. Yet the fact that people have twisted and perverted the truth does not change it. Jesus said, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." A paraphrase puts it like this: "For if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full, an overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, and running over. Whatever measure you use to give, large or small, will be used to measure what is given back to you." Strange mathematics, this principle that Jesus used. Give away what you have to gain more of the very same substance. The interesting thing about this giving and receiving principle is that it is not restricted to money. It includes your time as a volunteer, your willingness to listen to someone, sharing your abilities and other things. I will never forget the time I was in a tribal area of the Philippines, and after I spoke, the person in charge opened the meeting for questions. It was a long, slow, and laborious task, because the question would come in Ifugal, which was translated into Ilocano, which was then translated into English so I could understand. Then whatever I said had to be reverse translated. It was almost midnight when the interpreter said, "You see that fellow over there? He's asking, why should we who have so little give to God who has so much?" I took a closer look at the man. He sat on his haunches, a worn T-shirt on his back, shoeless. I was taken surprised by his question. It deserved an answer. I replied, "There are three reasons. One, giving is a response to the obedience of God." Then I added, "Two, it is a means of receiving a blessing from God." And then I said, "Three, you can pull what you have and send someone over the mountain to the next valley to share the good news with them."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.